Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. After the debacle of the Ant Financial initial public offering, JD Health is just days away from raising $3.5 billion. JD Health, which is the healthcare arm of Chinese e-commerce giant JD.com, priced its IPO at 70.58 Hong Kong dollars per share. That, according to Bloomberg, which was at the top end of the marketed range. Now, this makes it likely to be Hong Kong's largest IPO this year, and also would make it Asia's biggest healthcare IPO ever when it lists next Tuesday. That's December the 8th, by the way. JD Health provides online healthcare services for customers in China, including online health consultations with doctors and an online pharmacy. The company has backing from six cornerstone investors who have agreed to subscribe for as much as $1.35 billion of stock. That includes Singapore Sovereign Wealth Fund, GIC, Hillhouse Capital, and BlackRock. So the company has also attracted $140 billion Hong Kong dollars in retail orders. So the retail portion of the deal was oversubscribed by more than 102 times. Now, given that the COVID-19 outbreak has seen the share prices of already listed health tech companies rally significantly, exciting timing? Well, let's get some analysis from Brock Silvers, his former CIO, Adamas Asset Management, and longtime Asia financial markets analyst. He's stationed in Hong Kong. Brock, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for taking the time to help us out with this. JD Health, so $18 billion in retail orders being attracted through margin financing. You've got the retail portion of the deal oversubscribed by more than 102 times. I want to ask, why does it look so attractive to investors? But instead, I'm more curious on, can it live up to the hype?
Well, look, some significant part of the retail demand is simply built into the greater China market at this point, where I think equity markets are often untethered or unfully tethered to fundamentals themselves. Investors are simply conditioned to think that big name IPOs are surefire sources of quick profit. Now, right. JD Health is a pretty big name, and the demand has been very impressive. Can it meet those expectations? Well, I think pricing is not unreasonable at 13 times revenues, but it's also still an unprofitable firm in an increasingly crowded sector. So we'll certainly see the name in the news again.
Yeah, for sure. They've priced the listing at the top end of the market to raise $3.5 billion. Who knows, it could even add an additional $500 million in a green shoe option in the listing. Can you tell us a little bit about this option and help explain it to us?
Sure. Look, a green shoe is a pretty basic concept. An underwriting bank receives pre-approval to sell an overallotment of shares if it sees sufficient demand, which gives the people who know the market best, the market makers, a sort of last-minute optionality to increase the size of a deal. Now, in this case, the underwriters have a one-month option that they can exercise to sell an additional 15% of stock, which would equate to about $500 million. As you said, the stock is trading on December 8th, and I would say it seems a pretty fair bet that we're going to see the green shoe option exercised.
Right, right. And, you know, if we're looking at the amount of money that's being raised here, where are we expecting these funds to go into? It's got an online pharmacy arm. It's got online health consultations. Is it all going to be in tech, in your opinion?
Well, a lot of it, yes. The med tech markets are just now being defined. And the thing is, you can't go to battle against Alibaba and Ping An, massive companies, without a real war chest.
Yeah.
So okay. I think we'll see increasing customer acquisition costs. But, you know, JD Health is a dominant player in online pharmacy, but only with a 30% share. Building on that could be expensive, and I think we'll see some spending there.
Yeah, but would you say this whole, and let's talk timeline here, this whole COVID-19 pandemic, I mean, do you think it's a significant catalyst for the rise in these health tech sort of listings? And also the fact that we potentially could see vaccines being rolled out very soon?
Yeah, look, JD Health has definitely seen a COVID boost, no question. You know, stats like daily online consultations are up six times this year or year on year. First half revenues are up 76% year on year. So this is definitely a company in the middle of a boom. Now, IPOs take a long time to plan, and it probably predates that boom, but the economic environment certainly hasn't hurt this deal.
Yeah. Well, talking about the economic environment, right? I mean, you're based in Hong Kong, and while there was so much excitement over the Ant Financial IPO, you know, that didn't quite go according to plan. Now we've got this JD Health IPO. How is it looking? What's the feeling of investors over there? Do you think this will help cure the Hong Kong market blues in that sense?
Well, I'm not sure. Look, this IPO is well received, but the Ant IPO was generating a mania. Hong Kong market blues are kind of due to concerns over the China and Hong Kong economies, some instabilities here in Hong Kong, a declining U.S. relationship. What's going to boost the Hong Kong market is positive economic news, and if we do it the other way around, right, it won't last for long.
But what about regulation? And I say that because you have seen so much reports of pressure being put on China tech companies. I know this is media tech, but do you expect regulation in the same form of pressure to be put on them?
You know, the regulatory issues are slightly different between medtech and fintech.
Okay.
The issue with fintech is that we had potential disruption to the capital allocation system.
Okay.
And here I think we don't see the same systemic risks.
Okay, so it should be pretty straightforward. Well, it's listing next Tuesday. That'll be definitely something to watch out for. I've been speaking with Brock Silvers, former CIO at Adamas Asset Management and longtime Asia Financial Markets Analyst. Brock, really appreciate your time. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.